About the home tour and what I guess it gets going what tomorrow?
Yes, it starts tomorrow. It's 10 to 4 on Saturday and 1 to 4 Sunday afternoon. And there are six locations that you can see. The Waxamans are in the Leach House now. Bill and I used to have that. We lived there for 28 years. And Richard and Teresa now live there. It's a three-generation family. And they also have the Opera House across the street, and Richard is working on that. So both of those will be open. And then Pryors live on the corner of 415 Vine, and it's an interesting historical house also. They're redoing it, and so they are only allowing people to be on the main floor this time. Next to them are Shepherds, and they're at 411 Vine. It's a 100-year-old home. And then on 2nd Street, which is further west, BJ and Daylene Eichem are going to be on, and she has over 100 Santas. I'm not sure how many she has, but she has a big collection. And then next to them are Boyers, and they have an interesting home that they have redone. So those are the six sites, and you can start anywhere. Right now, there are tickets at the banks. We have five banks in Wamego. And the tickets are $15, but at the door, they're going to be $20. And then Joyce maybe can go ahead and talk about where the money goes.
All right, sounds good. Joyce?
The money goes into the Ruby Slipper Fund that we set up in 20, and it's for women helping women. And Community Care Ministries does all the intake, and so the funds, 100% of the funds go through them. And then there was a, it's the Ruby Slippers Fund is a it was set up to be an emergency fund for women in need, where they can get funds where there's no other sources available for them. And we have been very successful since 2011. We've raised over $52,000, and we've given out over $43,000 so far. So this home tour is our only fundraiser that we have. And we have been very successful, I think, in getting donations. And the Community Care Ministries does a good job of intake and processing all the applicants. So we've had, it's a hands up, not a handout to people. And we pay all the vendors direct rather than giving out cash. But we've done things like, you know, a mother that had a special needs child that needed car repairs. We've been able to help her immediately, you know, and there's no waiting around and no application process. She just has to meet the criteria that the Community Care Ministries has set up.
We've helped somebody have a new tire, sometimes glasses, or maybe they need to pay to take a class, or they need an outfit for an interview. It's things like that that other services don't cover.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, what a great opportunity to help out and you know, get in the holiday spirit. These folks, they must look forward to showcasing their homes here. Do you have the same group of people every year, or did you change it up?
No, the Waxamans have done it more than once. And, of course, when Bill and I owned it, we had a lot of tours through and a lot of Christmas home tours, too. I can tell you a little more about the historical houses.
Sure.
The Leach House was built in 1892, and the Opera House was the latter part of 1880. And so the Waxamans are going to try to have it so that they can have receptions and community events in the Opera House. And then the Pryor home, which is on Vine Street, they have a three-story staircase that was transported to Wamego from the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis. So that's going to be an attraction.
Wonderful.
The Opera House is, Richard Waxelman is renovating that Opera House and has been working on it for quite a while. And I was in it last year during our home tour, and it's got some interesting history because it was a funeral home at one time.
Yeah, sure, a funeral home was in there at one time.
And there was a story about from your house, the Leach House. There was an underground tunnel that went to the Opera House. So when the performers back in the day, I don't know what year that would have been, But they would be able to go from the house to the, and they'd stay at the house. The performers would stay at that house, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and they knew that that tunnel existed because there was a grocery store at one time across the alley, and there was a cave-in with a delivery.
Wow.
So they know that tunnel did exist. And anyway, it, of course, it's so, you know, not possible to get it open to show people. But anyway, it's an interesting part.
So typically well-attended event here. Do you expect a large crowd this weekend?
Well, we sure hope so. We're trying to get the word out more. The Manhattan Mercury did mention it now just yesterday in the paper of the events that are going on or in the area. And so then being on radio today, we're hoping people are catching it.
The power
and
of
will
radio.
Take time to come over.
I know K-Man does have a great listening audience.
Oh, yeah.
I was aware of that when I was part of this organization.
So. Yeah. We really appreciate you allowing us to do this.
Well, it's a wonderful event here, and, you know, love the holidays, so anything you can do to celebrate that's always nice. 10 to 4 tomorrow, 1 to 4 Sunday. And again, if you do come out, just be prepared. You're going to be going to people's homes. Take your shoes off. It's a sock and slipper
tour. Yeah, we have booties, too, that they can put on over their shoes.
I think the weather's going to cooperate, too.
I think so. So they can start at any house and buy their ticket and then go. There's a brochure with a map in the inside, and so then they can just follow that.
Very good. You can spread out over 2 days if you want.
Even. Yeah, right.
So, all right, and this, again, benefits Ruby Slippers, Women Helping Women, a great opportunity to help out some folks in need this holiday season. Anything else we should know?
I think that covers it.
Okay. Well, Rose Ditto, Joyce Smirmis, thank you for coming out here and previewing the Wamego Christmas Home Tour tomorrow and Sunday.
Thank you, Brandon.
Okay, thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on K-Man.